Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode, we've got weekend streaming options, we're digging deep on the waiver wire, plus there'll be matchups and DFS value plays for Friday. But first, let's take a look at Thursday's games. Washington Capitals go into Philadelphia and win 5-3 for the Flyers. Right winger Travis Konechny, goal and assist, he's got 6 points in his past five games. And Flyer center Kevin Hayes had a pair of assists, he's got 4 points in the past four games. Washington's offense was led by fourth-line center Nick Dowd, scored a pair of goals. They don't usually get a whole lot of offense out of Nick Dowd. Capitals right winger Daniel Sprong was on the ice for 3 goals, 4, and none against during 5-on-5 play in that game. New Jersey loses 5-3 at the Islanders. For the Islanders, defenseman Ryan Pulock had 2 assists. He has 4 assists in the past 4 games. Defenseman Adam Pellick was on the ice for 3 goals, 4, and none against for the Islanders. For the Devils, defenseman Damon Severson, center Pavel Zacha, and right winger Kyle Palmieri, all big parts of the Devils, they were on the ice for 3 goals against. Winnipeg lost 4-3 in overtime at Toronto. Maple Leaf center Austin Matthews had a goal and assist, including the overtime winner. After a bit of a slump, he's got 4 points in his past 2 games. Toronto right winger Mitch Marner had a goal and assist. He's got 14 points in his past 11 games. And Toronto defenseman Morgan Riley had a pair of assists. He's got 6 points in the past 6 games. For Winnipeg, left winger Nikolai Ehlers, 2 goals and assist, in on every Jets goal. He has 10 points in the past 9 games. Upset of the night, Tampa Bay loses 6-4 at Detroit, where Anthony Mantha scored a goal and 2 assists for Detroit. Mantha's been awfully quiet of late, but shows you what he can do when he's on. Detroit winger Philip Zadina had a couple of assists. He's got 7 points in the past 7 games. Mentioned him on Digging Deep a few days ago. Detroit defenseman Philip Hronek had a pair of assists. He's got 5 assists in the past 5 games. For Tampa Bay, left winger Andre Palat had a goal and 2 assists. He's got 8 points in the past 4 games. Center Braden Point had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in the past 4 games. And right winger Steven Stamkos, a goal and assist. He has 18 points in the past 18 games. For Detroit, defenseman John Merrill was on the ice for 4 goals, 4. Center Dylan Larkin and Robbie Fabry, both on the ice for 3 goals, 4, and none against. For Tampa Bay, left winger Alex Killorn, center Yanni Gourde, and defenseman Jan Ruda, all on the ice for 3 goals against. Now it's Florida. Wins in overtime, 5-4 at Columbus. For Columbus, right winger Oliver Bjorkstrand had 2 goals and an assist. He's got 4 goals, 2 assists in the past 5 games. Also for Columbus, Max Domi had a goal and assist, and right winger Patrick Laine had a goal and assist. Domi and Laine have been awfully quiet. And then Laine had his goal and assist and still ended up getting benched. Florida left winger Jonathan Huberdeau had 2 assists. He's got 8 points during a 5-game point streak. For Columbus, defenseman David Savard was on the ice for 3 goals against. Pittsburgh wins 5-2 at Buffalo. Evgeny Malkin continues his good run, had a goal and assist. He's got 9 points during a 6-game point streak. The Rangers get blanked in Boston 4-0. Bruins left winger Brad Marchand had 3 assists. He's got 13 points in his past 9 games. Bruins center David Krejci had a goal and assist. And Bruins center Patrice Bergeron had a goal and assist. Bergeron's got 4 points in the past 4 games. Nashville went into Carolina, lost 5-1, and Morgan Geeky scored a pair of goals for the Hurricanes. Now, the fourth liner doesn't often contribute offensively, but between last year and this, he's played 12 games in the NHL. He's managed 5 goals. Carolina defenseman Dougie Hamilton had a goal and assist. He's got 9 points during a 7-game point streak. Carolina right winger Andrei Svechnikov, a couple of assists. He's got 5 points in the past 4 games. Carolina defenseman Jake Bean had a couple of assists. He's got 9 points in the past 13 games. And Carolina goaltender James Reimer turned away 32 of 33 shots in his past 9 games. He's got a .922 save percentage. Chicago went into Dallas and won 4-2. Right winger Patrick Kane had a couple of assists. He's got 33 points in his past 20 games. And defenseman Adam Boqvist added a couple of assists. He's got 7 assists in the past 7 games. In the last game of the night, the debut of Daryl Sutter behind the Calgary Flames bench, Flames win 2-1. Over Montreal. Calgary left winger Josh Levo scored both goals. He has 3 goals in his past 3 games and might have a chance at a rebirth of his career if Daryl Sutter is willing to give him more of an opportunity. Derek Ryan had a couple of assists for the Flames. He's got 4 points in the past 4 games. Sam Bennett also had a couple of helpers for Calgary. And Calgary goaltender Jacob Markstrom stopped 17 of 18 shots for the win. Obviously, they didn't test him very much. And with the Canadiens coming on their second game of back-to-back, they may have contributed to it. But Markstrom has been struggling. He has an .855 save percentage in his past 5. Nice enough to get an easy one for Sutter's first win. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. Major League Baseball is just around the corner. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Today on the Locked On Today podcast, the one-year anniversary of the NBA shutting down due to COVID, an NCAA team is forced out of the tournament due to a positive test. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. So I thought we'll go through the teams that have multiple games this weekend, at least two games through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and offer up at least one streaming option for you, players who are available in at least half of Yahoo leagues. Start with Anaheim. They've got two games at San Jose. May as well grab Max Comtois. Ricard Raquel has been hot enough that he is now rostered in more than half of the leagues, but Comtois is still kind of working his way up there. He's contributing offensively and with his hits and an increased shot rate. Comtois is increasingly valuable in fantasy. Arizona, left winger Clayton Keller continues to be on a good run. He's on a six-game point streak, yet still available in many places. Arizona's got a couple of games at Minnesota. For Columbus, they're at home for two games against Dallas. Grab Boone Jenner. Doesn't put up huge scoring numbers for the Blue Jackets, but he scores a little bit. And you add that to his hits and even block shots, which is rare for a forward. And the whole package is pretty useful. For Colorado, who have a couple of games at home against Los Angeles Kings, with some question about who's going to be in net for the Kings. It could be Troy Groznick still. And in that case, try Colorado left winger Brandon Saad, who's been on a pretty good run of late anyway, but he's also still available in a lot of leagues. Dallas, in Columbus for a pair of games, grab rookie left winger Jason Robertson. Has 13 points in his past 13 games, including four assists a couple of nights ago. And so there aren't a lot of great options in Dallas, but a rookie who is scoring at that rate may as well grab him because Robertson's available all over the place. Edmonton, at home against Ottawa and then at Vancouver, may as well grab Jesse Puljujarvi. The big guns are all taken in Edmonton, obviously. You're not going to go scooping up even Kyler Yamamoto. He's off. But Jesse Puljujarvi is still available in more than half of Yahoo leagues. And given the opportunity to play in Edmonton's top six with reasonably favorable matchups against Ottawa and Vancouver, he might be able to contribute. For the Kings, who have that two games at Colorado, ride Adrian Kempe, one of the hottest scorers in hockey in the past couple of weeks. Now, it's a tough matchup, obviously, but if you're going to grab somebody from the Kings, may as well grab Kempe because he's getting lots of opportunities, generating lots of shots, and a lot of them are finding the net right now. From Minnesota, that two-game set at home against Arizona, maybe Joel Eriksson-Ek, their talented two-way center. You know, you're not going to grab Kirill Kaprizov. Even Mats Zuccarello is now rostered in a bunch of leagues, but Eriksson-Ek had gone through a real dry patch offensively, but did score a couple of goals the other night and might be back on track a little bit offensively. For New Jersey, two games against the Islanders, and you, basically anyone on New Jersey is available. But try PK Subban. He's not vintage PK Subban yet, but he's at least contributing. For the Islanders, who have the two-game set against the Devils, how about left winger Anthony Beauvillier? We'll talk about opportunities on the Islanders with Anders Lee injured. Maybe Beauvillier gets a shot on the top line, and really anybody who gets moved up is going to be worth a look, and whether that's Beauvillier or Josh Bailey or however they plan to do it. For Ottawa, they're at Edmonton and then at home against Toronto, and you know, recently just lost Ryan Zingle and Colin White to injuries. I'll suggest Evgeny Dadonov, but it's kind of a half-hearted suggestion. He's been awfully streaky this year. Does have 9 goals, but only a couple of assists, and I don't think he's performed really the way the Senators had hoped, but under the circumstances with a thinned out group of forwards, maybe he's a worthwhile option. For San Jose, in Anaheim for a couple of games, I'll stick with right winger Kevin LeBanc, who I've probably recommended more than anybody all season. And really, it's because of opportunity. LeBanc continues to play first-line minutes for the Sharks. And if you're looking for somebody who's available widely, like in 90% of leagues, Kevin LeBanc is usually still out there. For St. Louis, left winger Zach Sanford. They've got a couple of games against Vegas, and while the higher-profile Blues are taken, Sanford has been scoring enough lately, and you know he's much more available than the likes of Braden Schenn and Vladimir Tarasenko and Ryan O'Reilly. Those guys and David Perron, they're all gone, but Zach Sanford is still out there. For Toronto, at home against Winnipeg and then at Ottawa, take Jumbo Joe Thornton. He's in a bit of a slump lately, but as long as he's getting the opportunities playing with Matthews and Marner, there's a chance. And Winnipeg and Ottawa aren't terrible matchups for them to put up points. And then the final team we've got streaming for the weekend, Vegas Golden Knights in St. Louis for two games. Tri-defenseman Nicholas Hague. You know, with Alex Pietrangelo out, there's a little bit more ice time to go around on that Vegas blue line. And you saw Dylan Coughlin had a hat trick the other night, but Nicholas Hague is another one who can contribute to the Golden Knights offense from the blue line. Now, each show, I recommend one player who is owned in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Might be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe you need to rush to the waiver wire to get them, but they're almost certainly available. Today, we're going with Los Angeles Kings center Gabe Vilardi. He does need to create more shots, but he does have 8 points in the past 12 games, 3 goals, 5 assists, and he's played more than 16 minutes in each of the past 8 games. And really, the fact that he's managed to stay healthy is a success in its own right. He had back injury that really kind of slowed his development, but you know, his improvement now does give the Kings some options on secondary scoring. And a lot of the time he's been playing with Adrian Kempe and Jeff Carter on that second line. And, you know, that's not a bad unit. You would like to see Vilardi get a few more shots on goal, but if you're, you know, you're looking for a real bargain on the waiver wire, Vilardi is still out there. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is a low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, it's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. In today's matchup, we get Churro Puff up against Cookies and Cream. Now, we're into the round of 16. Churro Puff advanced past Apple Almond Crisp to get this matchup against Cookies and Cream, a bar that got a bye through the first round. This looks like a tough matchup for Churro Puff, I have to say. Now, I haven't had the Churro Puff bar, but I think Cookies and Cream, they got their bye for a reason. So they're probably going to move on to the enticing eight. But you can go to builtbar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember, use promo code LOCKEDON20 and you'll get 20% off your next order. That is LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order at builtbar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Every Friday on Locked On NHL, join Joe DiBiase of Locked On Sabres and Tom Gazzola of Locked On Oilers as they round up the biggest stories of the week in the National Hockey League and get you prepared for the league's busy weekend slate of games. From breaking down the latest blockbuster trade to sizing up the rivalry matchups on Saturday night, Joe and Tom have every angle of the league covered to close your week. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So before we get into Friday's schedule on BetOnline.ag, let's do a quick trip through some injury updates. We got a few big ones. First, Vegas goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury is on the COVID-19 list. And this is fairly significant given that Robin Lehner is also out for Vegas. Logan Thompson, a 24-year-old who saw a tiny bit of action the other night, could get in some starts here for Vegas. Oscar Dansk, I suppose, is a possibility as well. But with no Fleury and no Lehner, this isn't quite the same Vegas Golden Knights team. For the Islanders, left winger Anders Lee out indefinitely with a lower body injury. As I mentioned before, this could be an opportunity for Anthony Beauvillier or Josh Bailey to move up and play with Matthew Barzal. That's it's obviously a prime spot, and you know, maybe it's going to be worth watching who gets in there. Pittsburgh defenseman John Marino out with an upper body injury. Buffalo rookie Dylan Cousins suffered an upper body injury. Nashville defenseman Mark Borowiecki is out with an upper body injury because you're not allowed to have healthy defensemen in Nashville. Also, Nashville center Brad Richardson is on the injured list with a lower body injury. New Jersey Devils defenseman Will Butcher has landed on the COVID-19 list. Not great, given the Devils' history with COVID. Edmonton defenseman Chris Russell has a lower body injury as well. And then Washington center Lars Eller has returned to Washington for a family matter. Now, he and his wife had a baby last summer. Remember, he left the bubble to be there. So hopefully this is, you know, not related, but that his family is healthy ultimately. Let's go from there to the Friday night matchups on betonline.ag. We've got five games. Start with Arizona, plus 166 at Minnesota. And this is, you know, I'm not trying to slag the Wild, who have been on a pretty good run over the past few weeks, but that price is awfully steep. You'd be up in the, you know, minus 180-ish range to take Minnesota, and I'm not quite there yet. And Arizona, as much as they got stomped in Colorado, also goaltender Antti Raanta gave them a fighting chance in those games. And so if Ranta's going for Arizona, I would consider them at this price. If it ends up being Aiden Hill, well, then maybe not so much. But Raanta is good enough that he can make it a competitive game. St. Louis is minus 115 against Vegas. And now there's massive uncertainty here on the Vegas goaltending. Like I said, it could be Logan Thompson, 24-year-old who's played a few minutes in the league. And St. Louis, you know, for their part, they have a bunch of injuries as well. And so I have St. Louis, my model has a minus 111, but there's massive uncertainty. So I'd probably just avoid the game altogether and hope that it's a good game because they're two quality teams. Edmonton, massively favored, minus 242 against Ottawa. My model has Edmonton minus 202, but I'm really not feeling Ottawa as an underdog here. I think I went for them the other night, and then when they lost Colin White and Ryan Zingle, they were in big trouble, and it showed. Colorado, minus 221 against LA. I have Colorado minus 210. Again, LA might be going with Troy Grosnick in goal. And he played great the other night, but we're talking a guy who's, you know, played one game in more than 6 years in the National Hockey League. And then last game of the night, a little battle in California. I have Anaheim plus 104 against San Jose, slightly better than, you know, they're the underdog, but my model has Anaheim slightly favored, minus 110. So I don't think either team there is particularly strong, and there's not a real edge in that game. I have a slight preference for Anaheim. And so thanks to BetOnline.ag for those odds. Now let's move over and look at some DFS value plays for Friday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. Start with San Jose center Tomas Hertl, $3,900 at Anaheim, coming back from the COVID list. And like, Hertl hasn't had an ideal season anyway, as he's working his way back from a knee injury. But at that price against, you know, a suspect team like Anaheim, that's a pretty good value play. Colorado left winger Brandon Saad is $3,400 against LA. You know, Saad, as I mentioned before in the weekend streaming section, Saad has been on a pretty good run lately, and the chance that LA might be running a career minor league goaltender doesn't hurt his chances either. Arizona left winger Clayton Keller is $4,800 at Minnesota on a 6-game point streak. For St. Louis, defenseman Justin Falk, $4,500 against Vegas. And Falk has had a really nice season. Hasn't scored a ton, but can contribute there. And he gets a lot of minutes. And so if Vegas' goaltending is shaky, which without Fleury and Leonard, there's a chance of that, then maybe Justin Falk gets to capitalize. San Jose defenseman Erik Karlsson, $4,700 at Anaheim. You know, we're a long way from vintage Erik Karlsson, but he does have 4 points in the past five games, creating some opportunities. At $4,700, it's worth a look. And then finally, Arizona goaltender Antti Raanta. As I mentioned, if he is playing at Minnesota, $7,400 isn't a bad price for an underdog. You with the goaltending injuries right now, it's a pretty thin crop of who's available on Friday night, and certainly not available at a decent price. So that will do it for this week. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic, where I wrote about waiver wire piece this week with Matthias Ekholm and Scott Lawton and many more. And then also check out my work on McKean's Hockey, where I had touched on Ricard Raquel, Patrick Laine, Alex DeBrinket, Drake Batherson, a whole bunch of them. So check those out. Also go to scottcullenhockey.substack.com. A lot of the stuff you'll find here on the podcast will also make its way over to that page as well. And so also check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball, where I'm breaking down stats and teams as we head towards the regular season. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.